Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I okay. Need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Tuesday. No Stiney today. It's Goo and Grandy with you here from 10 to 2 on 95.7 The Game. Goo, happy Tuesday. Niners 3-0. We're going to react to the Nick Bosa nudes, though. But great to be with you, Goo. How you doing?
Goo and Grandy. Grandy and Goo.
Goo and Grandy.
And I'll say this because the streets don't know this. You and I got a thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got a chat. It, just Grandy and Goo, and we loved everything that's sports, man, so I'm excited. But I guess Niner fans are in a somber mood after the news that dropped yesterday with Bosa. But I'm just going to tell you, Grandy, they're 3-0. So why does that make me feel like, with what I started the show with yesterday, this great coaching job by the defensive coordinator Saleh and Kyle, that maybe they can Martin Luther King and overcome.
You're an optimist.
Yep.
And I love that about you, Goo.
Hearing you say that just hit me different.
You're an optimist.
I am.
I think
sports romantic.
Yeah, you are. I think I tend to lean a little bit more to the pessimistic side. Like, my feelings yesterday once the news dropped was, oh, my God. And I immediately forgot about the three wins. I'm just like, second most important defender? Some would argue maybe first.
Yeah.
Because maybe you think edge rusher, pass rusher is a bigger deal than a linebacker. Gone for the year? How are they going to... Already a defensive unit that we felt was kind of thin, specifically at that spot. Like, how are they going to make up for this? That's the way my mind works.
Yeah, and Ken even told us in the green room, they actually... You tell me what you think of the... I'm reaching bad defense here. They basically beat the Cardinals without Bosa because he got hurt early.
Final three quarters.
No doubt about it. So, again, if you want to talk about the micro and macro, the contract and where he's going to be, or do you want to jump in the pool of, Grandy, I feel like this team has bought itself time with this 3-0 start, and I'm being so negative here, not Mr. Optimistic. I'm on the opposite street. Let's just say you drop your next three games. You're 3-3, and you still got action. Now, does Lynch get frisky? Do they pick up the phone? I heard Bonte Spadoni and Shasky talking about it, but it's early. But now you got these youngsters on the defensive side of the ball to where I guess they're going to the street fight now without their big brother.
That's a good question. I don't know if they're going to be able to. And I get that's where we should start today. And 888-957-9570, if you want to weigh in, 888-957-9570. Can the Niners win without Nick Bosa? And a big part of it, Goo, is going to be the schedule because they haven't had an incredibly challenging schedule to this point, and it doesn't really change a ton.
See, I want to fight you and everybody on that. I'm getting look.
But
that's
a reason for optimism.
Green Bay, who was crowned
two weeks ago,
and lose to Cleveland.
You're misunderstanding
me. All right, let me. That was early.
Beating the teams that are on your schedule, you should not be punished for that. They beat everyone
or
that's
feel
on.
Bad for that.
Exactly.
All right.
But a legitimate reason to believe that they might be able to overcome this is they don't have the Bills, the Ravens, the Lions, yada, yada, yada on their schedule.
Okay.
That helps,
yeah.
Right?
And one theme I think we've seen from the 2025 Niners, regardless who was on that schedule, it's going to be difficult with what you don't have at your disposal. No excuses, but what is it, 10 points total?
Yes.
For the three wins?
Yep.
This is everything that they couldn't get done last year, so I'll just, with some barbecue sauce, that's a nugget for there's been growth early as opposed to what they couldn't do that last year.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, so I'll put it this way. If Nick Bosa were to get hurt week three last year.
It's Saran.
Like, they might have won three games.
It was Saran when he didn't get hurt. That defense was bad.
He still missed, what, like three games last year? I think he missed the Green Bay and the Buffalo game and one other last year. But he was largely healthy for the majority of the season.
Right.
Like, it would have been a bigger deal last year than this. And I don't know if that's credit to D. Winters. I don't know if that's credit to Bryce Huff. If it's credit to Micah Williams and Alfred Collins and C.J. West, or if it's just credit to Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh and then the guys after that. Because, you know, any good chef, shout out Steph Curry, you know, you control the ingredients. You know what to go get, but then it's up to you to put that in the pot and make it taste the way you want it. And how much of this I'm going to use and how much of that you could tell I can't cook, Randy. But – you know, I said it yesterday and I stand on it. If I came in yesterday as excited as I was about this coaching job by the defensive coordinator and head coach Grandy, how can I go run and hide under the bunker and say, because Bosa went down, who's a Titan on that defensive line, how can I say I don't have my popcorn ready to see if they can overcome that? Because, again, I know I'm being redundant. They damn near won that game without Bosa.
Basically, they did.
Against a Kyler Murray talented.
Basically.
What's up with him?
I mean,
he's so talented. Real quick, Randy. Kyler.
Bosa left at the very end of the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
It was 0-0.
Wow.
So without Bosa, it was 16-15 Niners.
6-3 and a half, right?
It was 6-3 and a half.
That was nasty.
6-6 after three quarters. By the way, the first NFL game this year that did not have a touchdown in the first three quarters was Niners Cardinals.
Yeah, that's not a small sample size.
No, it's 3 weeks of games. But, I mean, okay, let me ask it this way. Say Nick Bosa hadn't played yet this season. Do you think the Niners are still 3-0? Because week one, he had the game-winning sack.
That man.
Week two, not the game-winning sack, but what we felt was going to be the game-winning sack. He got the sack on third down that forced the Saints punt late in the fourth quarter. Niners offense couldn't run the clock out. They punted back, and then it was Bryce Huff with the strip sack to end it. But two of the biggest plays of the year were Nick Bosa in fourth quarters, which helped you win games. Like, there's a very real possibility, Goo, that if Nick Bosa hadn't played yet this year, the Niners are 1-2.
I'll put respect on Bosa's name and his bounce back, because to me personally, Grandy, I was calling him out. I was like, you know, Bosa, you're getting all that bread. You are a titan, a heavyweight. I need to see more than 19 sacks that you had the last 2 years. Let me see something.
He's a Thundercat,
Yeah, Thundercat. Look at Grandy. And he was showing me. So I'm going to put some respect on this 3-0. Might be 1-2 or 2-1 without him because of those plays that you mentioned. But, man, here we go. And I told Willard and Dibbs in the crossover yesterday, I do believe, Grandy, tell me what you think. The guru computer has spit this out. The offense might be your new defense. You need to score more. I don't know why the run game is pedestrian as it has been. We got Ross Tucker coming up at 11.
Yep.
So we'll get into that. But also, I mean, man, does Brock Purdy pay? How soon does he come back? Has this changed everything in regard to we're going to rush Grandy back or we're going to rush Goo back? I don't know. Or are you 3-0 and you don't need to rush?
I think you're 3-0, and in terms of like making a move, making a trade, I don't know about rushing somebody back from injury.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever rush somebody back from injury, maybe unless it's like a playoff game. But if they're thinking about making a trade, they're not doing it anytime soon, in my opinion. You're 3-0. You might not need to make a trade.
And
like,
who's waving
who
the white flag right now? People saying the Giants, but we don't know.
I mean, there could be a handful of teams that are soon, like the Saints, the Giants, the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Bengals are 2-1, but we know where they're headed. Like, they're headed for pain, it seems like. What happened on Sunday in Minnesota? There's other teams out there that have some high-profile pass rushers that are on the last year of deals that those teams that are not going to make the playoffs in all likelihood would be, I think, interested, intrigued, and potentially trading, and maybe they get a third-round pick out of it for a rental. Who knows? We'll see how it all plays out. But for me, that's a question for Week 8.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? Like,
how you looking then?
Yeah, maybe in your next five game, maybe in your next six games, you go 2-4, and you're looking at a 5-4 record, and then you're thinking, all right, we need a jump start here. That's when you make a move.
Yeah, how sustainable do you think this is? The way that the Niners are just they're magicians, the real Irvin Magic Johnsons. I mean, by just coming up roses in every game, big-time situations, they're making plays, so I take nothing away from them. But, Grandy, I can't just forget the fact that Marvin Harrison Jr. went Helen Keller. How do you drop that pass?
Multiple.
You know, yeah.
The one in the end zone was a tougher one, but still, you would think a top 10 receiver would be able to make that catch.
Yeah, but you earn your luck, right? Sometimes you earn... You know,
yeah, this stuff went against them last year.
So I'm asking you, do you think without Bosa and this defense, and there's just something about the guys, a majority of this defense being homegrown, the Mykael Williams, who's now is not going to be able to be in the inside. He can, but now we got to see what you can do coming around the outside.
He's best on the inside, in
my
eyes.
You know, Huff and all these guys just you know, making plays. How do they do it now without Nick, man?
It's a good question because I think – Fred Warner's the Niners' best defensive player.
I think he's defensive player of the year
right now.
For 3 weeks.
We're going to talk about, you got some odds.
I got some odds on all the categories.
For NFL
MVP.
Awards.
Yeah.
We'll go through that later. Right. I would imagine Fred's going to be on that DPOY list. At least he should be.
Stay tuned.
We'll get to that coming up later. I think Fred is the Niners' best defender. He's their best player on that defense.
Sick,
but it becomes a different conversation when you're talking about the impact that an individual has. Because Nick Bosa... As an edge rusher, Nick Bosa's presence makes everything easier on that line for all other defensive linemen.
Secondary's best friend is a pass rush.
That's exactly where I was going next, because if you can get to your quarterback a half second earlier, guess what? Renardo Green, who's kind of been picked on a little bit, or Marquise Siegel, who's been picked on a bit, or at times maybe Upton Stout, he made the game-saving play on Sunday, but you got a lot of youngsters in that secondary. If you're not getting to the quarterback as quickly, which you're not going to without Nick Bosa, then there's a chance that your guys in the secondary are picked on more, and it impacts everything defensively.
Man, and, you know, I'll go NASDAQ on you, Grandy. I mean, if Robert Saleh was a stock right now, it would be through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
in early.
He was one and done in New York. No, he had some time, but forget New York. What he's doing to this young defense right now is just – I mean, it's incredible. Through 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, that's my disclaimer.
What we want to start with today is, do you think the Niners can win without Nick Bosa? 888-957-9570. They're 3-0, kind of 1-0 without Nick Bosa. He did play in that first quarter versus the Cardinals, but not after that. Niners got the win 16-15. They're now 3-0. Can the Niners win without Nick Bosa? Let us know, 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. It's Goo and Grandy. I'm in for Steiny. Back with more on Steiny and Goo next on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Steiny and Goo. No Steiny today. It's Grandy sitting in. So Goo and Grandy with you until 2 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, you know what's coming up on Sunday?
Tell me, Grandy.
So Niners, obviously, in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
At Levi's and 95.7 The Game. We're going back to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. The show starts at 10 with Evan Giddings and Loneal, and all the early games will be on for you to watch. And get this, Goo. This is the best part.
Tell me.
This is all great, but this is the best part. If you're going to the game, Laughing Monk has a free shuttle to take you to and from the game.
Free?
A free shuttle.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a nice way to save some money.
If
because
it's free, it's me.
I know you've been to some games as a fan, Goo, not with all the media perks.
Nah.
No, you never been as a fan?
No, I did. Just I get in there. I don't do that.
You got to pay like $80 to park?
This is free, baby.
Free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. You can park at Laughing Monk for free, join the party, and then take the shuttle back and forth to the game. All you have to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now because space is limited. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. And we at 957 The Game will see you there. And that becomes, Goo, a really important game. Obviously, all games are important in the NFL. Yeah. It's why we love the NFL so much, because every game, every week feels like a playoff game. But you got this game without Nick Bosa. Then you got Thursday on the road versus the Rams,
who are a really good Ram team. That game off against a good Eagle team.
They should have beat the defending champ Eagles.
Our guy Ken was like, but it didn't take away. The Rams are a good team.
Very good team.
That was impressive.
Yes.
I had typed on my phone, the Rams are on their way to the... And then I was like, oh, boy. But that's how impressed I was with the Rams.
And that becomes a Thursday night game in L.A. versus the Rams for the Niners.
Levi South, though.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of Niner fans there, no doubt. But Thursday games are tough. That opponent is tough. You lose this game on Sunday versus the Jaguars, Goo, and who knows what could happen on a Thursday night in L.A. This 3-0 start could very quickly turn into 3-2.
Yeah. But
this game against Jacksonville is huge.
No doubt. Yeah. And any given Sunday, Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. But, Grandy, this is why the Niners have afforded themselves, if I want to call it an early season luxury of, when you're 3-0, the youngsters, they're still growing. This run game that's been not up to standards, and I know we got Ross Tucker coming on at 11 to get into why that's happening. You could tell me what you're seeing from McCaffrey, because I see McCaffrey. The workload is there, but I am curious. As, you know, they get down to the goal line, can't get it in. After, you know, in the fourth quarter where he throws one up, Mac Jones, and C-Mac looked like he could have got a concussion. No targeting call, but I'm thinking, man, Niners of the past used to just run that thing in. So we'll get to that.
Yep.
But it's just about growth, right? It's just, are these guys getting better? This is your first one or one and a half without Bosa. But I'll say this, and you could say I need to see somebody and talk to somebody, you know, clinically. And people have said that, Grandy. As a fan, though, I'm asking you, some of my best seasons in regard to fanning are the ones where the team is not the best version of themselves and just a runaway locomotive, and you could go cut the grass, come back, and your team's up 21 points. When a team is going through changes.
It's why the Kevin Durant titles didn't feel as good, right?
Scotty and I used to be asleep. Oh, okay, they're up 20 because you knew that was going to happen.
Those regular seasons felt like a chore more than anything.
But the believes in the Giants and the wild card going to the World Series.
2022 Warriors also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who saw that?
Yeah.
So there is that added, oh, my blood pressure's going up. But, Grandy, there is something to, I feel like this team has that surprise. You don't know what to expect. Is the bottom going to fall out or is it going to get greater?
Yep.
Like through 3 weeks, that's what I think we're watching, because you don't know, you know, how this thing is going to look and how great it can be. But I'll tell you this, they're 3-0.
Yeah. I also think, I know it's one of your pet peeves and it's mine as well, when people try to discredit the 3-0 start the Niners are on because of who they played. Like, you play who's in front of you on your schedule. Bottom line, you win the games, you get the credit, you lose the games, you get blamed for it. The other half of this that I think is really meaningful is this is a Niner team, and it only gets heightened now without Nick Bosa.
Okay.
And can the Niners win without Nick Bosa? We'll take your calls in a sec, 888-957-9570. They only become a younger and less experienced team without Bosa, because now Micah Williams has to step up more, and so does Alfred Collins, and so does C.J. West, and so do everybody on that defensive line. And you're going to need Marquise Siegel and Renardo Green and Upton Stout to play better coverage downfield, because you're probably not going to get to Trevor Lawrence as much on Sunday as you were.
They could be undefeated, but they're not.
They could be. Okay. They very, very well could be. What I think is really valuable for this Niner team that is young and that is relying on those youngsters is kind of what you're talking about, not having those blowout wins where the game's over in the fourth quarter. Like, you got these youngsters who have had to make plays in tight games in fourth quarters to win you football games.
It's incredible.
Like,
to see.
They've helped you win games down the stretch. And we talk about this team likely being a whole lot better. We're talking about that if they were relatively healthy, a whole lot better, say, week 12 than they are week 3.
Right, it's coming.
Because you're relying on those youngsters, and they should be better by then. I think these close games kind of gives that development like an extra push, right? Like,
I love it.
Like, not having to play in meaningful fourth quarters, that's so detrimental to your ability to, for those youngsters specifically, to improve, I think, as pros.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're describing to me, Grandy, high leverage situations.
Exactly.
And you don't know how you're going to perform, if you're going to get lemon booty or rise to the occasion until you're in that moment. And they've been three consecutive weeks collectively in those moments. And I think it was Fred Warner that got lost or went the wrong way on the almost, I thought it was going to be touchdown to Marvin Harrison Jr.
His worst drop of the game.
But you can't apologize for that. You know, the Arizona didn't execute, but things like that can get you beat. But when you watch the play of the game to me, Grandy, and I know I'm hashtag random with you all over right now, but the play by Upton Stout on Zay Jones, after you give up the safety, you're down to one first down, it could be night-night. I just can't get over, and you can say Goo is just a pass breakup, but I felt like Zay Jones caught the ball.
He did.
99 other DBs would have been like, he's got it. Let me just get up. And he just would not. He just knocked it out.
Niner DBs last year would not have made that play.
That's all I guess I'm saying.
Isaac Yiadom. That would have been a catch. It would have been a first down. And it would have been victory formation for the Cardinals.
Like, Grandy, I know it's one play, but that's impressive. And it was a game-saving play. And you give the ball to your offense to go down and just get the game-winning field goal. Man.
But we're talking about, like, the difference in five total plays is the reason why you're 3-0 versus 0-3. Like, they are on a knife's edge.
Yeah.
And losing Bosa makes that even more precarious.
Now,
like, they're going to have to be better.
Okay, there is no doubt, and that's what makes it exciting. I'm not sitting here like a Amway salesman telling you this vacuum is the best. this Kirby vacuum is the best thing going.
I'm more of a Dyson guy.
Look at you. But I do got to say this to you. I keep saying, and I said it yesterday, hey, it's gonna be greater later when Bosa comes back and IU comes back.
You mean next year?
No, this year.
Well, Bosa's not coming back.
Excuse me, Kittle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It will be greater. But the way these injuries keep happening, Grandy, I had to slow down. I'm in the slow lane now of until I actually see it, let me stop saying it, because the one thing that we've learned watching this Niner team, this iteration of them, tomorrow's not promised, and now here we are. Kittle be back. Bosa. Now Bosa's got. And it's like a Rubik's Cube. You never can get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so what's next? But I do have to ask you one thing about the quarterback position. I think Mac Jones, I'd give him an A-. I wasn't down on Mac like I defended Caleb Williams. I have no proof. Just check my Twitter mentions. I didn't think he was bad as everybody
was. Cowboys made him look good.
They stink. But him throwing the ball 80 times in two games, what does that symbol to you? I'm a real one. I'm not telling you something without
saying it. I feel like you're trying to trap me, Goo.
No, I'm just 80 pass attempts.
Does Shanahan feel some kind of way about Mac Jones versus Brock Purdy?
Is that T-R-U-S-T?
Trust?
From Kyle.
In Mac Jones, specifically?
To have his quarterback.
As opposed to in Brock Purdy?
No. See, I'm trying to leave Brock alone out of it. But my ears perked up. My eyebrows raised when I was like, 80? That's a lot of trust.
It is.
But what did you tell me in the green room about that?
I think it's because they can't run the ball.
Damn. So you believe if Brock was behind center, he would have been throwing the ball that many times?
Maybe he has fewer pass attempts because he would run a couple himself. But I think largely the game plan would be called runs versus called passes. I think would largely be the same.
Yeah. Then what's happened to the run game?
I don't know. Do you think McCaffrey has the same burst?
I mean, when I look on paper and as long as run is 10 yards, I'm like, Grandy, I'm being so real here with you. You asked me a question. You're not trying to trap me. I'm going to be real. I don't think he's slow. Austin San Jose saying he don't have the same explosion. I feel like I see the burst. I just feel like there's people in his way.
Yeah, I don't think it's being blocked up for him right now. I don't think he has the room. I'm concerned about the offensive line in the run game.
Okay, I mean, it's everything, man.
Offensive line in general. I've always been concerned about the offensive line, but specifically in their ability to run the ball. Partly why I...
They're loading the box, though. Like, you're not beating us, Grandy.
Well, is that the biggest compliment to Brock that there could be? Or is it more about the receiving corps specifically on Sunday because there was no Juwan and your wide receiver two was Kendrick Bourne and your wide receiver three was MVS?
But your wide receiver one is godsend. This dude, Ricky Pearsall, looks like he can ball.
He does look awesome.
Man, Grandy, I don't have the answer. I just, those are questions that I think organically are going to reveal themselves as we move down the road. But I just, they got to run it better.
They have to. Now, some of the passing game, like we were talking about this in the green room as well, Gu. Let's see. McCaffrey had 27 touches. Pearsall had 8. McCaffrey and Pearsall had 26 targets in the passing game. 26 targets.
Go to your guy.
Out of 41 attempts by Mac Jones. So 26 of 41 passing attempts were targeting Ricky Pearsall or Christian McCaffrey. The McCaffrey targets largely are an extension of the run game. Like, that is kind of just the way that they're utilizing the run game without being able to run between the tackles. They're just dumping it off to McCaffrey quick.
Which is still an impact,
yeah.
But it makes me scratch my head as to that's a different impact than it used to be. It,
absolutely. But I think the point is the offense is so incredibly one-dimensional right now.
No,
it's McCaffrey or it's Pearsall or it's nothing. If you're throwing the ball beyond the line of scrimmage, it's Pearsall. If you're throwing the ball anywhere else, it's McCaffrey, and that's about it. Other than here and there, every once in a while, Kendrick Bourne and Jake Tonjes.
So we got the chat up, and 49 Afiva says they miss Kittle in his blocking.
That's
and I
part
believe
of it.
That, dude.
Yeah.
But it can't be all of it, right?
Well, it wasn't great week one. The
okay.
run game wasn't.
And that,
but,
and
although Kittle left in the first half.
Yeah, he had the hat
too,
on him. But. I'm like, Granny, when does it end, though? My dad would call this buzzer luck. When things just continuously, you know, just seem to go wrong.
Well,
what is it?
I sent out this tweet yesterday. Let me
Give
pull it,
to
it back
us.
Up.
Where can they follow you at?
At Mark Grandy.
My man.
That's Mark with a C, Grandy with an I on the end. I'm just focusing on injuries to starters,
okay.
right?
All right.
There's so many other injuries, but just the starters. Nick Bosa, torn ACL, out for the year. Brandon Ayuk, torn ACL and MCL from last year, expected back sometime midseason. Malik Mustafa, starting safety, torn ACL, had surgery in the offseason. He's also expected back sometime midseason. George Kittle, hamstring. He's on IR, will miss at least 2 more games. Already has missed 2. Ben Bartsch, starting left guard this year. Ankle injury on IR, has missed 1, will miss at least 3 more games. Brock Purdy, toe injury, has missed 2. Maybe he's back this week. Seems likely, but we don't know that for sure. And then Juwan Jennings, dealing with a shoulder and an ankle, has missed 1 game, and he's officially day-to-day for today. That's already issues to 7 starters. 7
and
starters.
And you're 3-0.
And you're 3-0.
Yeah, no doubt. It feels like 5-0. I know it's not, but that's guru math. But Grandy, you just said it. Like, that's incredible.
Yep.
Mental fortitude just by the coaching staff and the players and the guys that have had to fill those roles. And I know you got something you wanted to drop in regard to one of the biggest offseason acquisitions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But another one on top of that is Mac Jones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Rude. Kyle Shanahan to ignore the Jackals, because that's what you guys are out there, and say, if I bring Mac Jones to my team, am I going to stir up the old stuff?
Quarterback controversy.
Well, he could give a rat's behind about that. Brought him in, and I believe Mac can play. A guy that's had how many starts in the league?
I think
a season's
back up. 51
yes,
now in his
no
career.
Doubt. And look what he's done. And he threw that interception. I'm different. I'll be honest. I thought the ball game was over. I thought it was over after the safety, too.
I mean, the interception, the safety, and yeah, I thought the game was over.
Yeah.
And then, who was it? Sky Moore calling for a fair catch at the 5-yard line.
How many demerits do you deserve?
The game, game was over there, too.
What are you doing?
Jesus.
I couldn't believe that.
I guarantee you, because you noticed the next time the Cardinals punted after the Upton Stout pass breakup, It was, again, Sky Moore back to return the punt, and he planted himself at the 10, let the ball go over his head, and bounced into the end zone. How much do you want to bet, Goo, that whether it was Shanahan or what's his name, the special teams coordinator?
Because it ain't, Sorensen's in Dallas. That's
Brent, whatever his name is. Yeah. I forget his name off the top of my head. Brant Boyer, yeah. Formerly of the Jets. How much do you want to bet one of those guys pulled Sky Moore to the sideline after he called for a fair catch at the 5 and absolutely lit into him? Guarantee you.
I got you. It was bad. Ugh. But then for Pooney to get the holding call, I'm like, this is how this game's going to end. And then, after that, they had to kick off to Arizona Murray, like the little beep, beep, Roadrunner gets the first down. And I'm thinking in my mind, they still got their timeouts. But that made me feel they can't stop them. No. And they get to stop.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Do you think the Niners can continue to win, but now do so without Nick Bosa? 888-957-9570. Jan is in Mountain View and wants to weigh in. Jan, it's Goo and Grandy today. How you doing, Jan?
I'm fine, Grandy. How are the two of you doing?
We're doing great, despite the Bosa injury. What about you? What do you think of it?
Well, I felt very devastated, like every other Niner out there, when Bosa went down, and we found out the results yesterday. It was bone crushing, but in cases like this, you got to take one game at a time, and you got to come together as a team and play like a team and help each other out and try not to make countless fouls or turnovers or holding plays, and help the offense out. And, if it means, taking short RPOs to get the running game, going, then you have to do that. I mean, you got to just concentrate on the team that's in front of you instead of, countless teams like down the road, like the Rams, for instance. I mean, concentrate on this team because they already know Bosa's out for the year, and all the other teams too. And so you gotta just concentrate on this game alone. And I'm sure Shanahan and Sala will get the team ready. And thank goodness Fred Warner is still there to be a team leader and to help out the young crew, and I think that they can, they're getting stronger, and that was one reason that they brought in these rookies during the off season to get faster, and I think that's what's helping this team. So thank you.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Jan.
Yeah, I mean, let's just, if we can, I know we got a couple minutes, but how good is Fred Warner out of BYU? Who saw him
a safety
coming
at BYU?
That's just incredible, man. The dude's just...
He's the best in the league at the linebacker spot. And it's not close.
What about the knockout on Kamara against the Saints if you don't get that?
Did you see the video of him on the sideline right before that?
No.
You didn't see that?
All right. I feel like I'm in a movie theater. Go ahead. I got my popcorn.
He's on the sideline. I don't know if it was like the possession right before the punch.
What did he say, Grandy?
But it was close to before the punch.
Okay, right.
And he's on the sideline, and he's talking to his guys, essentially saying, I swear to God, I'm close to punching one out.
He didn't say that, Grandy.
Yes, he did.
I got to find that
yes,
word, Doug.
He
Come
did.
On,
it's
man.
On, it's on Niners socials. It's
so he knew he was close.
Yes, he could sense it. He could feel it.
Come on, man.
And then he does it. That's like Babe Ruth calling his shot, dude.
I can't believe you. That's operation what I'm doing after work. Did he say I'm close? So he fell and saw something.
I don't know.
Obviously.
I don't know if he used those exact words, but that point, he got across that point.
He was hunting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
And he felt like he was going to have an opportunity to do it.
And then what about Seattle? Jackson Smith and Jigma, who was having a great game. That was a game changer play he did in Seattle. So, I mean, Fred, he's special. I'm saying what's obvious. Hello, Captain Obvious. But damn, dude, they got them one. And then D Winters looks like Greenlaw, who, this me, oh, my God, they're not, Greenlaw's gone. I want Dre to be healthy and have a prosperous career. But did they dodge a bullet?
Absolutely they
Shout
did.
Shout out Chevy. Yeah.
Yeah, Dre has not played yet this year, and he's on IR.
And there's whispers that
he might not play the whole year.
Oh, my gosh. And the Niners they flew down there to give him more bread.
This was funny because you and I, along with Ken, was talking in the green room when we brought this up, and you were like, I mean, They deserve credit, right? The Niners deserve credit for letting him walk. I don't know about that.
I'm not laughing, but what you mean?
They wanted him. As you just laid out, once the news broke that he was planning to sign with the Broncos, it was before you could actually sign, so they had some time to sway him if they wanted. They flew down to meet him, I think in Texas or wherever he lives in the offseason, and they tried to get him to break off from Denver.
But see, they offered him more money than you. And don't you get it? That still counts as good karma from the football gods that you didn't get him. But and then this is happening. You're not happy. Careful. Yeah,
it's not as if they were like, no, we can read the writing on the wall. We got our new Thundercat in D. Winters. Dre, we love you, but we're going to let you go. No, they wanted him back.
They did, but they didn't get him back. So chalk one up for the Niners.
I don't give him credit for that. Luck.
No.
Hey, you need luck.
They've been having desert luck. Yeah. So that was good luck.
Yeah.
They need some more good luck.
I agree with you.
Dude, Trey.
But it did work out.
Yeah, because this linebacking core, this tandem, I mean, he reminds me sometimes Winters of Greenlaw, man.
He does.
I'm just saying. And how much of that is your boy, Saleh?
I mean,
he can coach him some defense.
I have a hard time like breaking up the credit because I think the players deserve a ton of it, but there's no doubt that Saleh makes a big impact. Yeah. I think it's kind
systems
of...
systems matter, right?
I think where we see Saleh come through the most, maybe it's the small things like fighting through the ground like Upton Stout did on breaking that pass up, and it's mindset, mentality
you
things.
Preaching.
Being strong is
play through the whistle.
We can be honest. That was a soft team last year, defensively.
And
at least
it took me a long time to realize, oh, they're soft because they've been so rough and tough for so many years.
I think that's probably where the solid impact is felt the most.
Man.
But I mean, we got to give D. Winters credit for being as good as he's been. I mean,
and he was on this roster last year.
Yeah.
But who do we have on? I think it was Matt Barrows, Stani and I. And Matt said, you know, his body had led to, you know, he had some injuries last year, Winters. So there were times he could have been out there, but he was hurt. But bottom line, man, is this team, man, through 3 games, 3 weeks, have defied all odds. And these wins are the ones they just let escape last year. Bottom line.
So you think the Nick Bosa injury is, I mean, ending their year?
I'd be a fool, Grandy, real quick here, to think that it would knock them out the box. They've lost Kittle. They've lost their starting quarterback. Okay, you lose your best defensive lineman. Okay, let's see how you respond.
Yeah.
And if I'm coming in here selling you and telling you like I did yesterday, this coaching job, how could I say, oh, it's a wrap without Bosa? You know, I got to see it. It's going to hurt. Come on now.
Yeah.
But, man, it just might make it more difficult. And the offense, I believe, is part of this defense, too. You got to score more. The
absolutely.
Production's got to, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone on defense has got to be better, but the same thing for everybody on offense. You can't make up for Nick Bosa with just a player or two. It's got to be a team effort. But can the Niners keep this up without Nick Bosa? Give us a call, 888-957-9570. Flea, I see you. We'll come to you when we come back. Plus, coming up at 11, we've got Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. I know Goo wants to ask him about the offensive line and the Niners' run game. We'll ask Ross about that and a whole lot more. That segment was sponsored by Safeway. It's Goo and Grandy on Steiny and Goo. More next on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.